You're now entering the Man Cave, where we talk all things sports picks. Make sure to follow us on social media sites to stay up to date with our picks, including bonus picks throughout the week. We can be found on Instagram at @ManCaveSportsPicks, all one word, and on Twitter at @ManCavePicks. This is episode number one, and I'm your host, Joe Vickers. And with week one in the bag, we looked on to week two and try and find some ways to make some money. We will start with 1-0 Philly traveling to Tampa to take on the 1-0 Buccaneers. The line opened at Eagles -3, but I've seen it up to 3.5 in some places. 71% of the money has been on the Eagles as a road favorite. Notable injuries include quarterback Carson Wentz, wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey, and running back Darren Sproles for the Eagles. And for the Bucks, corner Brent Grimes and D-tackle Vita Vea are both ruled out for this game. The Birds beat the Falcons in the Week 1 Thursday opener 18-12 in a game in which quarterback Nick Foles struggled, going 19 of 34 for only 117 yards, and he also threw a pick, no touchdowns. The defense did make a red zone stand at the end of the game to hold off the Falcons, and Matt Ryan to under a 50% completion percentage, and also got 4 sacks and a pick on him. Buccaneers also moved to 1-0 after a slugfest 48-40 win over the Saints in the Mercedes Dome. They were actually a 10-point underdog, and they were my pick last week. Ryan Fitzpatrick was outstanding with 417 yards through the air while completing 75% of his passes and 4 touchdowns through the air along with a rushing touchdown. The defense struggled, though, giving up 40 points to New Orleans and over 430 yards through the air to Drew Brees. Receivers Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson combined for over 290 yards and 3 touchdowns. I see Mike Evans having a big game, especially if Jackson is cleared from the concussion protocol. He did attend practice on Wednesday, so it looks like he's a go. The Eagles struggled against big man Julio Jones last week, giving up over 160 yards to him. Tampa Bay finished 5-11 last year, and head coach Dirk Cutter was instantly put on the hot seat at the beginning of the year, as a lot of odds were saying that he would be the first coach fired. The Bucs did finish 4-4 straight up at home, though, last year, including 3 of the 4 losses coming by 5 or less points. The Bucs are 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 as home dogs, including 2-1 against the spread last year in that situation. I think the X factor will be the Buccaneers' offensive line against that nasty Eagles D-line. Fitzpatrick wasn't sacked last week, and running back Peyton Barber needs to get going on the ground to keep the Eagles' defense honest. I see the Bucs not only covering the spread, but even possibly eking out a win and moving to 2-0 and moving Dirk Cutter from coach on the hot seat to coach of the year. Next up, we have the 1-0 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Pittsburgh to face a pissed off 0-0-1 Steelers team. The line opens at Pittsburgh -5, but has since moved to -6 in some places. The Chiefs beat the Chargers in Los Angeles as a 3.5-point dog, 38-28, with Tyreek Hill having a monster game with a punt return touchdown and 169 yards receiving and 2 touchdown catches as well. The defense did give up 541 yards to the Chargers, including 424 yards through the air to Phillip Rivers. The Steelers, on the other hand, are coming off a disappointing tie with the Cleveland Browns as a field goal favorite. The Steelers have to be pissed off after giving up a 21-7 lead with less than 8 minutes left in the game and then missing a 42-yard field goal in overtime that would have won the game. No Le'Veon Bell, no problem. Hometown boy James Conner made people forget about Bell as he had 135 yards and 2 touchdowns on. The Steelers also should feel lucky to have not lost that game, having six turnovers on the road, but still managing a tie. The Steelers are 6-0 in their last six against the Chiefs when playing at Heinz Field, including 5-1 against the spread in that time. Steelers are a hard team to face in Pittsburgh, as they have won 9 of their last 10 at home. The Chiefs are also good on the road as underdogs, having won 6 of their last 7 away from Arrowhead straight up, but that was with Alex Smith at the helm. Roethlisberger has been a Chief killer with a 6-1 career record against them, including 4-0 at home with 9 touchdowns and no interceptions in those 4 games. Since 2011, the Steelers are 6-1 in home openers, winning those games by an average of more than 12 points. Big Ben was questionable at the beginning of the week with a shoulder injury, but it now looks like he's a lock that he'll start. The public is all over the Chargers, with over 70% of the money coming in on the underdog Chiefs. I think people are way too high on the Chiefs and way too low on the Steelers for tying a vastly improved Browns team. My pick's on the Steelers to handle the Chiefs, no problem at home, and covering that large 6-point spread. My last pick of the week is the Cardinals-Rams game. 0-1, Arizona travels to Los Angeles to face the undefeated 1-0 Rams, with the line opening at Rams minus 10, but has since moved up to 13.5 or even 14 in some places. The Rams struggled in the first half against the Raiders last week, down 13-10 at the half before scoring 23 unanswered and winning 33-13 and covering the touchdown point spread. The Raiders actually outgained the Rams in yards with 395 compared to 365, and had it not been for two non-offensive touchdowns for the Rams, they might have lost this game. Cardinals looked downright awful on the other hand, in rookie head coach Steve Wilks' debut, getting beat down 24-6 to Washington at home. They managed only 213 offensive yards while giving up over 400. Sam Bradford struggled in the game with only 153 yards and a pick. The offense looked stagnant with only 36 yards and one first down in the first half of the game, and only 14 first downs the entire game. Top five in the league running back David Johnson didn't get out to the start he wanted with only 37 yards on 9 carries. And Sam Bradford is actually going up against the team that drafted him number one overall back in 2010 out of Oklahoma, but in a new city. The Cards finished 8-8 last year and 3-3 in the NFC West, but have actually been pretty good in their own division, going 11-5-1 straight up since 2015 in the NFC West. The public is, they're all over the Rams at 63% rate, even as a double-digit favorite and coming off a short week. I really think this is a big overreaction by the public based on one game. I don't think the Cardinals stand a chance in this game, but I do think their defense is better than the Raiders, and I think Jared Goff and Todd Gurley will not nearly have as much success against this team, and I think the offense will do much better against this defense, even though it is loaded with studs like Aaron Donald. But I see the 2-touchdown spread is just, it's too much. So I'm taking the Cardinals here at plus 14. So to recap, the three picks of the week are Tampa Bay at home against Philly, taking the Bucs at plus 3.5. The Steelers at home against Kansas City, taking Pittsburgh at minus 6. And Arizona on the road in Los Angeles as a 14-point dog, I'm taking them. This concludes episode 1 of the Man Cave Sports podcast. Look for us on Instagram at Man Cave Sports Picks, as I will have a bonus pick every Sunday to go along with the 3 podcast plays. And see you next week.